Praise God. Good morning, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. We are in the house of the Lord. Can we open our Bible in the book of Psalms chapter 51? Psalms chapter 51. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgression. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, ever before me. Against thee, the only one, have I sinned, and done that evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was sharpened in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the battle which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide my face from my sins, and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from my presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressions thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver from bloodlessness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. For thou distressest not sacrifices, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then shall they offer bullocks upon thine altar. Yes, O Lord God, we thank you, Lord. We praise your name. We adore you, Jesus, that you are Lord, our Savior, O God. We thank you, O Lord. Let us now thanks God to the God, to all the things that He had done unto us. Lord, we thank you, O God, for loving kindness, for putting our hearts, O God, to humble down before you, to acknowledge our sins, and not to justify it, O God. Thank you, Lord, for the whole week, to sustain us, to protect us, and bless us. Thank you, O God, for all the raiment, food, shelter, provision, answered prayers, O Lord, for coming here again in your place to worship you, Lord, to one accord, O God. Thank you, O God, for your word to always lighten our paths. Thank you, Lord, for all the miracles and wonders. Thank you, Lord, again, once again, that we are continue to worship you in spirit and truth, O God. Let us now ask forgiveness for our sins and renounce it. Let us renounce and repent of the sins of stubbornness, loss of eyes, abusing the grace of God, lack of commitment, not fearing God, unrighteousness, unwilling to suffer, doing our own will, being not good in time and resources, being good stewards in time and resources that God entrusted to us, for all the compromises that are repent, the fear of man, anger, doubt, unfaithfulness, anxiety, sadness, unhappiness, to the will of God. All these things, we rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Devil, flee from the people of God. Yes, O God, we repent and always turn back unto you. Help us, O Lord God, to set us free from all the works of the devil in our lives. And create us, Lord, of your hearts, renew our spirit within us to serve you wholeheartedly, O God. In the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for ourselves. Cast out our burden to the Lord, and he shall sustain you, and he shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Let us now pray for our families, for the husband, wife, children, parents, siblings. Lord, we thank you for the family, O God, who diligently obeyed the commands and put it on the practice, the truth of your word in their lives. Bless them, Lord, sustain their living, Lord. Help them to preach your gospel by their good example, how to live in harmony and love that comes from you, and cherish your commands and keep it. We pray, Lord, that to every husband, to give them strength, anointing of the Holy Spirit, O God, to teach their family in the way of yours, provide their needs, O God, and enable them to always stand firm to implement discipline to their family, and seek you more about how they will present their families in your presence and their everyday living to worship you, O God. We pray also, God, for the wives, to give them good health and submissive spirit to the instructions of their husband according to your scripture, and be a good steward to all that they entrusted to them, how to be a good steward, O God, and be wise, O God, to supervise their children in the fear of yours, to be one accord and unity with their husband in executing your precepts to their children. We pray also, God, for every children under their godly parents, O God, to obey wholeheartedly to all the instructions given to them, to be willing to train well under their parents in all the ways of yours, in a good way, O God, and be a good steward and be a good servant of yours in their generation. And for our parents and siblings, O God, we pray that to continue enlighten their mind and touch their hearts, O Lord, to obey you and fear you, O God. We pray for their salvation, O God, because you are our salvation, O God. In Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our job. Lord, we thank you, O God, for the job of us that you've given to your people. Thank you for the strength to sustain us, O Lord, to bless us the work of our hands. Thank you, O God, for all the provisions, Lord, that bestow upon us. Lord, we pray that you continue to bless our company, that we have more projects, clients in offices, hospital, schools, fields that your people is working with. We pray, Lord, for our boss to know you, O God, by our submitting to them and by our working hard, O God. Lord, we pray that you enable us to preach your gospel and open our mouth to speak the truth of your word to them, not to compromise, but to stand firm the truth of your word by speaking to them, by our humble and meek spirit, O God. In the name of Jesus, we pray also, Lord, for all my brethren that yet have job, O God, lead their ways, O God, to the job, Lord, that you give to them, O Lord, to bless them, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our brethren in Christ who are in need of provision, healing, deliverance, and anointing of the Holy Spirit of God. Lord, we ask for your guidance and protection, provision, and strength of my brethren and sisters in Christ. You know what they are passing through in their lives. Sustain them, O God. Give what they need, O God, according to your will and plan to them. Increase their faith, O Lord God, and give them wisdom and love and understanding, O God, in every situation that I are in Jesus' name. Let us now pray our neighbors, relatives, friends, colleagues to be saved. Lord, we pray for your divine intervention in the life of the people near to us and the people that we give to them your word. We pray for their salvation. Prove your word upon them. Answer their prayers according to your word and will, for they will know that you are the living God. And to those who pray according to your word, according to your will, O God, it's your will, O Lord, that you, all of your created, will be saved, O God, and be with your kingdom to praise you and receive the eternal life, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our this country, UAE, to ask God to continue to bless this country with the peace as we are here, to continue to seek Him, to continue to know Him, the Lord, and also to the extension of the church in other countries. Let us continue to pray. Lord, we pray for this country that you brought us here, to bless us and to know you more. We pray, Lord, to bless this country with peace and provision, so that all your people will do best. We commit ourselves, O God, to be a good citizen to this country, to abide the regulations and submit to their authority, because it's your command to us to submit to earthly master, Lord. We pray for the extension of the Church of God in other countries, in Oman, Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Sri Lanka, Armenia, Sierra Leone, America, Philippines, Malawi. We pray, Lord, for the favor that comes from you, O Lord God, that all the logistic needs, offices, documentation needed to be met, O God, by you, Lord. We pray for the favor that open effective doors for us as a church to preach your gospel and continue to expand your church in other countries not yet reached by the truth of your word. Lord, we continue to protect your church from the evil one and stand firm to the truth of your word in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for the church to grow and all the ministers of the church. Yes. Lord, we pray to bless all the ministers of the church banking, church school, farming, the website, more translation ministry in every country and languages, for effective Bible studies and congregation to be planted in other places. Lord, we pray, O God, to lead us to more people to receive the water baptism, and more, O God, workers, Lord, to willing to suffer and to serve you. Lord, we pray that your Holy Spirit anoint, O God, of all your churches, O God, and workers and members of your church to lead us always in every step in our walking with you, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let us now for the service today. Lord, we ask, O God, your Holy Spirit to refill us once again. Bless our service today. We pray, Lord, for our prayers. Anoint our prayers, O God, our songs of praises that we sang unto you, in our giving, to give what is due for you, O God. And bless our recording, that many people will reach this recording and learn, O God, how to live according to your word. And we pray also, O God, for your word that continue, Lord, to convict us to repent and instruct us, O God, how to implement all your commands in our lives. Lord, have mercy on us. Hearken our prayers. Let your name be glorified in our midst, O God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Let us now stand up and worship the Lord by singing and praising.
God omnipotent. You are the God omniscient. You are the God forever. Lord, we come again into your throne, O Lord, worshiping you and honoring your holy name. Thank you, Lord God, that you have called us by name. Thank you, Lord God, that we, your family, the church, O Lord God, will continue to come together, O Lord God, to worship you in spirit and in truth. We thank you, Lord. Let your Holy Spirit, O Lord, continue to remain in us and dwell in us, O Lord. Let your presence, O Lord God, be in us, be in our midst today. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is here, and he has the power, and he is the real to move in our life. According to your will continue, O Lord, to burn in our hearts. A pure heart is that's what I long for, O Lord, so that I can remain to be with you forever. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Yes, my brothers and sisters, I beseech thee that you offer your bodies as living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto your God. This is a reasonable worship. Praise you, Lord. Amen.
Let us now give our tithes and offering and our first fruit to God in Malachi chapter 3, verse 10 to 12. Bring ye all the tithes in the storehouse, that ye may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, and it shall not destroy the fruit of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call blessed, for ye shall be the lightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Yes, O Lord God, we thank you, Lord, we praise your name. Thank you, Lord, for the tithes and offering and first fruit of my brethren, O God. Thank you, Lord, for all the blessings you bestow upon us. Thank you, Lord, for the works of our hands, O Lord, to bless, Lord. Thank you, O God, for commands, O God, and give and put in our hearts to desire to give what is due for you, O God. Lord, I pray for this money of tithes and offering, Lord. We pray for your expansion of the kingdom of yours in every places to reach more souls, O God, and help the poor people, O Lord God. And we pray, O God, to continue to bless your people. Open the windows of heaven upon us, O Lord God, and rebuke the devourer in our lives, O God. We thank you, Lord. We praise your name. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Good morning. Continue worshiping the Lord by the word of God, that we will listen and commit ourselves to do what the word of God say. Let's open our Bible to the book of John. Book of John, chapter 13. And you will read it from verse 1 to verse 17. Book of John, chapter 13, verse 1 to 17. Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. And supper being ended, the devil, having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things unto his hand, and that he was come from God and went to God, he rises from supper and laid aside his garments and took a towel and girded himself. After that he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Then cometh he to Simon Peter, saith unto him, and Peter saith unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? Jesus answered and said unto him, what I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. Peter said unto him, thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, if I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Jesus said to him, he that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit. And ye are clean, but not all. For he knew who should betray him. Therefore said he, ye are not all clean. So after he had washed their feet and had taken his garments and was set down again, he said unto them, know ye what I have done to you? Ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say, well, so, for so I am. If then your Lord and Master have washed your feet, He also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that you should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If you know these things, happy are ye if you do them. Thank you, God, for your word to us. Thank you for the teaching that you give us. Thank you for the direction of the Holy Spirit. We praise you, we adore you, O God. Help us, O God, we commit ourselves today, O Lord, to be at your expectation, O God, to be servant with the humility, O God, the way that you want us to be, Lord. Take full control of our lives and soul and spirit and mind and thought, and transform us in the way that you want us to be, O God. Teach us to humble before you and do the work of yours, Lord, that you will be magnified and your will be done, O Lord. We pray that your word will reach other places and reach the people who need it, O God. O Lord, let it be reached to the rest of the congregations of the church and the families and the workers and Lord, and the members. And Lord, whatever your purpose of sending this word, receive the harvest and the glory. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Washing of the feet was there in the Old Testament. And we know that when the Lord visited Abraham, this was a sign of hospitality, sign of welcome. When the guests will come and he is traveling a distance, they will offer him water to wash his feet so he will be feeling comforted and he'll be soothed with the feet had been washed from dirt and mud. And that's why when the Lord came to Abraham in Genesis chapter 18, verse 4, Abraham told him, "Let a little water, I pray you, be fetched and wash your feet and rest yourself under the tree." So here, Abraham offered to the Lord that he will wash his feet, and also washing of the feet, we can read also about it in the book of Exodus, chapter 30. It was a section of the Lord to Moses, what to do to the, what the priest would do those who enter the service. It is something was used for holiness and for cleansing. In Exodus chapter 30 and verse 21, he said to him, "So they shall wash their hands and their feet, that they die not, and it shall be a statute forever to them, even to him and to his seed, throughout their generations. So here, washing of the feet, that something was done by the person himself. And we will read another example of the washing of the feet is in the 1 Samuel chapter 25, when King David, when David sent for Abigail to be his wife, let us read what she had said to his servant when he sent to her. 1 Samuel chapter 25, verse 41. "And when the servants of David were come to Abigail to Carmel, they spake unto her, saying, David sent us unto thee to take thee to him to wife." Verse 41. "And she arose and bowed herself on her face to the earth, and said, Behold, let thine handmaid be a servant to wash the feet of the servants of my Lord." Here, Abigail offered herself to wash the feet of the servants of David. And that means that she was willing to serve his servants and be willing to be a good wife. And that is a sign of humility and willing to serve. That is the example when somebody willing to wash another people's feet. And Jesus came in the New Testament, and we found our Lord himself washed the feet of his disciples. Surely the Lord have done this in order to impart certain teaching and attitude in life that we need to adopt as a servant and workers for the Lord, as he says in John chapter 13, verse 14. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. You know, life has trials and problems and difficulties, and we need to face it with that attitude, you know. If our attitude is like Jesus when he faced the betrayal and the cross and the suffering, we need to do the same, you know. We should not bypass it, we should not avoid it. We should not retaliate or fight back when we are facing to trials, but we should adopt the same attitude that Jesus went through it, through prayers and through surrendering his life and his will to the Lord. The same way, we should not bypass it, we should not avoid, we should not retaliate when we are put in such situation that the Lord was blessing in betrayal. He did not revenge, he did not fight back, he did not get angry, but he went through it with the attitude of kneeling down, prayer, surrendering our will to God, humility, accepting what God had placed us of a plan and will and service unto him. What are the spiritual meaning of the washing of the feet, and why the Lord commanded us to do it? Or in other words, when you are about to enter into a stage of suffering, then you will face that with the following. What we learn from the washing of the feet from John 13, love and show full extent of love. Love is the answer of all the situation, the trial that we are in. In John 13 verse 1, now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. We need to face what we pass through of trial through love. Love, it answer the situation that we are in. It's a mandate on us. That's what the Word of God say. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your soul, and love your neighbor as yourself. Love will help us to combat the trials, betrayals, and the troubles that we are in. And also in John 15 and verse 13, it says, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. When we have the love, the Lord will lead us to do the right thing. When Jesus have love and he was faced with that trials, he come with a decision to show his love to the full, to the optimum, when he decided to wash and he decided to serve his disciple by washing their feet. And washing of the feet reflects our obedience to Christ's example. We need to do it, not only to do the action to wash the feet, but also to apply the principle of it, that we need to love, to accept, to serve, to humble down, to correct, to admonish, and to build up. These are the things that we need to show in our service unto the Lord. These are the things. The next point, it enables the spirit of humility to grow. We need to work out so that the spirit of humility in our life, haughty spirit and prideful spirit, it cannot go with the washing of the feet. We need to humble down so that we can serve the Lord and we can do the ministry that God wants us to do. When we humble down, when we have humility, the work of the Spirit will be more manifested, and we will do things that the good work will come out through our humility. In the book of Galatians chapter 3 and verse 12, say, Put on therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bows of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering. These are the things, these are the attitude that God wants us to have so that we will be able to serve the Lord, we will be able to serve others, we will be able to wash the people feet not only by action, but not only by act, but in the principles and how to serve them in the way that God wants us to serve. Washing of the feet entails on us action and not a reaction. We should act and we should not react. That we need to learn in our service. We need to act and not to react. You know, in John 13, verse 2, we read, "And supper being ended, the devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simeon's son, to betray him." Even Judas was there, Jesus knew that he'll betray him, but he did not go and fight with him or get angry or try to revenge, no. Control your anger, have self-control. God wants us not to react. God wants me today not to react, but God wants me today to act. Even around us, people, evil doers, betrayers, harming us, hurting us, we should not react, we should act, we should have self-control. Around King David, if you read in Psalm chapter 39, Psalm 39 and verse 1 to verse 3, Psalm of David, "I said I will take heed to my ways, that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle while the wicked is before me." Jesus did not go and fight with Judas or spoke to him. "I was dumb with silence. I held my peace even from good, and my sorrow was stirred. My heart was hot within me. While I was musing, the fire burned. Then speak I with my tongue." David, while he was angry and around the wicked people, he wanted to burst, but he did not burst to the people. He did not speak to the people. Verse 4, "Lord," he opened his mouth to the Lord, "Lord, make me to know mine end and the measure of my days. What is it? What it is that I may know how frail I am." We need to act wisely. We need to open our mouth and pray to God. We need to pray for those who betray us, that God will grant them repentance, that God will deal with them, that God will vindicate us. We need to have self-control, not to allow our anger, but allow love and service to be spread to those around us. In Psalm 37, verse 1, it says, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb." In verse 7, we should not be envious with the evildoers. You say, "Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him." We need to wait upon God. He will deal with them. "Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger, no anger, and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil, for evildoers shall be cut off. But those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth." So here are the attitude that we need to adopt in our life in facing the trials and that God allow us to pass through. You must having understanding. You must have understanding. John chapter 13 verse 3. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he was come from God and went to God. Jesus knew from where he came. He came from the Father, and he will go back to the Father, to heaven. You know from where you came, from where God had taken you. And you knew where you will go to heaven. And that is the situation. You need to accept the plan of God and the direction of God, that God wants you to go through it. You have to embrace it, adopt it in your life. That is the washing of the feet. Service, humility, willing to suffer, willing to sacrifice, willing to go along the terms of God and what he had prepared for you to do. You must have willingness. In verse 4, he rises from supper and laid aside his garments and took a towel and girded himself. Jesus was sitting on the table. Table full of food and delicious things. And he raised up by himself. No one told him, get up and do this. No, he himself took the initiative. Himself, he was willing to get off from the tables, positions, prestige, titles, all these things. There's no Holy Spirit working. You know, you must be willing to leave the comfort zone in your life and be willing to suffer in order to go down and reach people and start to serve them. You must do that willingly. Jesus humbled himself willingly. We read in Philippians chapter 2 and verse 8. Philippians 2:8, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto the death. Even the death of the cross, he humbled himself, he became obedient. We need to humble ourselves. We need to be willing to go the way that God wants us. We need to humble ourselves so that we will be able to associate with people of low position, so we can serve them and we can help them to know God and to come to him through Jesus. Romans chapter 12 teach us that we need to humble ourselves. Romans 12 verse 16, be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things, not to be proud, but to humble down. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. But condition to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceit. No pride, no conceit. But we need to be willing to humble down so that we'll be able to reach the people and help them. Washing of the feet is giving service, and our service is to reach the lost soul. The people who are away from God, we need to give them the word of God. You know, when we wash the feet, we use the hands, and the hands so that we can take the mud and we take the dirt from the feet, and we use the water to cleanse it away from the feet, and washing the feet is washing from dirt. It means cleansing. It means sanctification. It means to deal with people's sins. And that is what will bring them to be converted. In the book of James chapter 5 and verse 19 and 20. They say, brethren, if any of you do err, from the truth and won't convert him. Let him know that he which converts the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins. As we serve the people, we work it out to cleanse them from the wrongdoing, the errors, and that will contribute to the conversion of their soul to know God and to come to Christ. We use the Word of God. We use the Word of God to cleanse from sin and errors, and that's what we read about in Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 26. Using the Word of God to cleanse. Ephesians 5:26, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. When we wash the feet with water, here the water can also represent the word of God that we need to give to the people so that they'll be washed from their sin. As we lay a hand on the people, laying on the hands, it means to pray for them. It means to comfort them. It means to lay our hands on the wound area so that to be healed and soothed and get well. And we use the Word of God. The Word of God to cleanse, to sanctify from sin. The Word of God is a medicine, you know. And we put it over the wounds to be healed. We lay hands, we put the Word of God. Laying hands also driving out demons that people had allowed in their life to live in them. And that's where the service, our humility in washing the people's feet can enable us to drive demons out from their lives. And you know, when we put the Word of God, it's like putting medicine on the wounds. And certain wounds, when you put the medicine on it, it is painful. It is painful. That's why we have to be wise and tactful and discerning how we will apply the Word of God in the people's lives so that they will take it in a right way until they will understand and until they will be changed. The Lord was given to him 12 apostles on that day. He dealt with the 12 of them. Even Judas was there, who was going to betray him, but Jesus again did not retaliate. Jesus did his part toward him. He washed his feet the same way. We need to continue to deal with the people around us in that spirit, in that attitude. Even they will harm us, they are harming us, they will betray us, we need to pray for them. Do what we need to do, and we place the race in the hand of God to deal with them, and He will be the one. He'll be the one to handle them. We read in John 13 when the Lord Jesus Christ came to Peter. Peter refused that Jesus will wash his feet. You know, Peter told him, "Lord, dost thou wash my feet?" In verse 6. In verse 7, Jesus answered and said unto him, "What I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter." Peter said unto him, "Thou shalt never wash my feet." Peter does not like his feet to be washed. Jesus answered him. Jesus now had to explain to him why he need to wash his feet. Jesus answered him, "If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me." He does not like his feet to be washed. Simon Peter says unto him, "Lord, when my disciples will have no part in me," and here he understood that he should have the same thought, he should have the same mind, and he should be willing to humble down and suffer and give service to others so he will be part of Jesus. We need to have the same mind, same thoughts, and adopt the same mission of the Lord so that we'll be part of Him. When Jesus explained the things correctly to Peter, Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. You know, Peter accepted that Jesus will wash his feet, but Peter asked also that his hands and the rest of his body to be washed. And here Jesus said unto him, he that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit, and ye are clean, but not all. Jesus told him that you need only that I need to wash your feet. Listen to this. You know, the church should not do unnecessary things to waste resources. We need to deal with sin, and we need to meet the needs of the people. You know, many churches nowadays having programs and activities, but the sins are missed, and the needs are not met. We should not do like that as a church. We should deal with sin as we wash the feet. That's the attitude of service. We should deal with sin, and we should meet the needs of the people in their lives. We should have the courage and willingness to suffer, to do exactly what the Lord wants us to do in our lives. You know, washing of the feet. In verse 12, so after he had washed their feet and had taken his garments and was sat down again, he said unto them, know ye what I have done to you? Do you understand what I have done to you? Because the Lord is aware that they may not grasp what he has done. What we learn here from it. People may not understand what we say much. People may not understand now our actions. But we need to be patient. The time will come that they will understand, that they will become mature, they will grasp what we are saying and what we are doing. So we need to trust the Lord that He will be the one to make the people grow and make the people be willing to go and do what He asks us to do. Speaking about washing of the feet is doing something that causes you to leave your comfort zone and your privileges and suffer for the sake that others will get the benefit of knowing Christ and follow Him. Most of the time, such service and with such suffering will not be recognized by others, will not be appreciated by other people. But that is does not discourage us not to continue. We need to continue. Why? Because your ministry is very important. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And verse 15. But If the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, it is therefore not of the body. So we should not be discouraged. We need to continue. And verse 22 to 24. Nay, much more those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessarily. And those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor, and our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness. For our comely parts have no need, but God hath tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to that part which lacketh. What I want to say here, don't compare your ministry, what you are doing, with other people's ministry. Maybe they are doing great things. But what you are doing, they cannot do. And what you are doing is very important for God. So continue to serve the Lord, continue to do what he wanted to do in the book of Isaiah, chapter 49. Book of Isaiah, chapter 49. And verse 4, then I said, I have labored in vain, I have spent my strength for naught, and in vain, yet surely, my judgment is with the Lord, and my work with my God. You know, you may say, I had labored in vain, and no one is appreciating, no one is recognizing, no one is rewarding. But God will reward you. God will reward every one of us according to his work. Amen. God will compensate us. You know, people who not appreciate you, they cannot reward you. And I tell you something else. Even they cannot reward themselves. But God will reward us. So we need to go forward, having the attitude of Jesus, the humility, the willingness to go into no position, willingness to suffer, no anger, action and no reaction, love, having understanding, being willing to leave all the comfort zone, parties and feasts and food and privileges and titles and positions, and go forward, leave them all and go serve the Lord. There are people lost, people underprivileged, people harassed by devil people, they need us. We need to go to them. In Isaiah chapter 35, verse 4, say to them that are a fearful heart, be strong. Fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance. Even God with a recompense. He will come and save you. We need to go to the people. We need to serve them. We need to wash their feet. We need to disciple them. We need to evangelize. We need to help them, we need to comfort them, we need to soothe them, we need to cleanse their wound, we need to drive out demons from their life. Time for us to renounce our sin, to come out from the all pride, arrogance, lack of service, lack of commitment. We need to repent of all these things and go forward and serve the Lord and do the work of Him. Let's come now, let's wash. Let's wash another feet, let's be willing to serve God, let's be willing to reach people. Let's go, God. Let's go, Jesus. Thank you. Commit yourself to God. Be willing to serve Him. Be willing to humble down. Be willing to do the work of yours, of Him. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Commit yourself to God. Be willing to wash the people's feet, help them in their life to know Christ, and to go into the direction that God wants them to have in their lives. Yes, Lord. Yes, O God. Commit yourself to Him, to serve Him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Redeemer. Thank you for everything you give us. compare your life to God. Be ready to serve Him.
Thank you.
Yes, O God. Thank you, God. Here we are, Lord. We commit ourselves to apply the principles to go and make disciples, to evangelize, to preach your word, to plant Bible studies and congregation for the church as you enable us. Refill us again with the Holy Spirit. As we humble ourselves before you, we are willing to do the work of yours. Lead us to the lost souls, lead us to those injured, those who need healing, those who need demons to be driven out. We are at your disposal, O God. We are at your service. Enable us, O God, to go on and do the work of yours. Unite us with one purpose. O God, take your word and spread it, and let it be accomplished the purpose of sending this word, O God. Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory, God. Let your hand be with us. Keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Yes, Lord, we are church on fire for you. Lord.